We are supported in part by Wake Forest Baptist Health, the exclusive healthcare sponsor of The Martha Bassett Show. They have been nationally ranked by U.S. News & World Report 26 years in a row. Wake Forest Baptist Health, working to invent tomorrow's treatments today. You're listening to the first half of a special performance given at the Haynes Brands Theater in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, on November 5th with Galen Lee. This program was sponsored in part by the Arts Council of Winston-Salem of Forsyth County and Forsyth County's Arts and Health, a target initiative supported by Wake Forest Baptist Health and Novant Health. Learn more at www.intothearts.org.
It's the Martha Bassett Show podcast, coming to you from the historic Reeves Theater in Elkin, North Carolina, a home for music in the heart of the foothills. The Martha Bassett Show features emerging national artists, fresh local faces, and me, Martha Bassett. You can keep up to date on our entire schedule at MarthaBassettShow.com. I hope you enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Martha Bassett Show, coming to you from the Haynes Brands Theater in beautiful downtown Winston-Salem, North Carolina. The Martha Bassett Show features national artists, local talent, and the music of Martha Bassett. We have a special show planned for you this evening. Join us all the way from Duluth, Minnesota, is the remarkably talented Galen Lee. Galen was the winner of NPR's 2016 Tiny Desk Concert and is also a tireless advocate for those with disabilities. After winning Tiny Desk, she's been on the road ever since, playing her unique mix of haunting originals and traditional fiddle tunes. So far, she has appeared in 43 states, 7 countries, and she's graced some of the world's finest stages. Let's give her a big Winston-Salem round of applause. We have a great evening planned for you, so sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. It's good music for good people. Now, ladies and gentlemen, your host for the evening, Martha Bassett.
How my Lord turned water to wine. How my Father turned rye into shine. Bringing the Spirit to all good men. Crucified one, put the other in the pen.
For the holy.
to you. The gas blood, pure as water. Jesus knows I'm a moonshiner's daughter. One for the sun, two for the moon. One more run for the
coming to you from the Haynes Brands Theater at the spectacular Milton Road Center for the Arts in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. This program is sponsored in part by the Arts Council of Winston-Salem of Forsyth County and Forsyth County's Arts and Health, a target initiative supported by Wake Forest Baptist Health and Novant Health. Now, would you please join in me in welcoming back to the stage our featured guest this evening, Galen Lee.
Getting set up is always a process.
You know, we have all night.
Yep.
Well, it's so lovely to have spent the day with you working on these tunes and just hanging out.
Yeah.
How are you liking Winston-Salem?
I like it a lot. My first time here, so I really am enjoying it so far. It's pretty. We're going to try to see Old Salem tomorrow. Check it out.
Old Salem is totally worth seeing.
Yeah, so. We're going to check it out tomorrow, I think.
Excellent.
Yeah.
We're going to start out with a song of yours called Lost in the Woods.
Sweet.
Shall we just jump right in?
Yeah, as long as...
Yes, I think we can. When you were lost in the woods, you were misunderstood by everyone, everyone. You were searching for words, but they came out absurd.
Thank you so much for coming out and spending your Tuesday night with us. It is such a thrill to be with Galen tonight. As Pat told you earlier, we worked with her last year at our season finale, and this is kind of a first for us, too. We've never taken the Martha Bassett Show on the road, so thank you to the Arts Council and the Milton Rhodes Center for hosting us tonight. Please put your hands together for them. Desk contest in 2016, your life has just been turned upside down. You've been touring all over the world with an insane schedule that any mere mortal would have a hard time keeping up with. How are you doing it?
Well, no, we're doing it. We've had a lot of opportunities that are like, well, this is so cool. We're not going to get a chance to do this again. So we've taken a lot of different crazy routes where we're on the road for a long time, but we've just had a lot of amazing experiences. You know, my husband and I sold our house and quit our jobs and started touring full time. So the first 3 years, I figure it's kind of like giving birth to a music baby. The first 3 years are really intense, and then we're hoping to kind of scale back to something a little bit more reasonable in the next couple of years, but we've had some really fun times. So
what are some of the highlights of your touring?
Well, you know, we got to tour in England and Ireland. I think we've been there 5 times, and that's amazing because I had never been overseas before I won the Tiny Desk. And then some of the shows, like I do a lot of school gigs, and those are really heartwarming to be able to connect with kids. And I don't even really talk about my disability so much as just play music and talk about how music makes us feel, and I enjoy that. And then a big highlight so far was I got to open for one of my favorite bands of all time, the Decemberists. I got to open for them in Minnesota and in out in Montana. And so just getting to like be a part of that was, I wish I could have had a time machine to go back and tell college me like what was going to happen in 10 years. Because it was, I would never ever, I mean, it was, I wasn't even performing yet when I was listening to them. And it was just kind of a weird, cool, but really surreal experience.
That sounds wonderful. Well, what have been the challenges in all this touring?
Well, the biggest challenge is accessibility on the road. You know, obviously there's additional considerations like where do we sleep and how do we get there? But then even when we get to the venue, a lot of times we'd show up and venues would know about the wheelchair, but they wouldn't have prepared for it at all. So I wouldn't be able to get to the green room or I wouldn't be able to get on stage. Sometimes I would show up and it became clear that if anyone else with a wheelchair came, they would have a really hard time or impossible time enjoying the show. And so it became kind of, the more I toured, about 2 years in, I started getting really exasperated because I would go to a venue and they'd say, "Man, this is terrible, we should really have a ramp. We'll have to get a ramp." And then the next time I would go back, they still wouldn't have a ramp because I had allowed them to lift my wheelchair onto the stage instead of actually getting a ramp. So now I don't play venues that aren't accessible. And if they don't have a ramp to the stage, I understand there's financial considerations with smaller venues, which a lot of the venues I'm playing are smaller. I don't let them lift the chair. I either have them like build or rent a ramp, or I'll play on the floor to kind of make a statement like there's no ramp here, so I'm not on the stage. And I guess my biggest goal with touring, besides making music and having fun and like meeting amazing people like you guys, is I really want to encourage other artists and other arts organizations to hold themselves to those standards, even if they don't need it, because we wonder why we don't see more disabled artists, but there's a huge barrier to entry, right? Like, I had a teacher who was willing to adapt the way I play, and that was a really big blessing because I have found since then that that's not always the case. So even from the very beginning, I was supported, but then, you know, I don't want other artists to feel like this is exhausting. I mean, because it is kind of exhausting. To be honest, touring is a lot harder because of the accessibility piece, because there's a lot more groundwork that I need to cover before. And if other artists were doing the same kind of work, I think venues would get the point a lot faster. So that's sort of a big, like if you're an artist, try to think about where you're playing and like, could people get in? Can they use the bathroom? Can they see the stage? Like, do they have chairs if they have chronic illness so that they can like sit down and not have to stand the whole time? You know, there's a lot of little things and it's, we're not all perfect. Like if I had $1 million, I'd have an ASL interpreter at every show. And that's just not reality for me yet, but so we can all have room to grow, but at least considering accessibility would be a big step forward in the arts community, I think.
Well, Galen has done a lot of TED Talks, and she has an amazing body of advocacy work online, and I hope that you will look her up, Google her when you get home. Some of them are extremely entertaining, and we have limited time here tonight, so we won't get into all of those things. One of the things I was going to ask Galen is what we can do as an arts audience, as artists, as arts organizations, and you named several things, accessibility, ramps, lifts. Is there anything else you can think of that would help us?
Yeah, I think, you know, if you're an artist or an arts organization, just think about including any accessibility information, even if it's bad, even if it's like, you will not be able to get in to this venue. Putting it on your website
That's
is
important.
Yeah. And like on your calendar event and on your Facebook event, because it's so much more work to have to dig for that information. I would rather find out that somebody at least thought of me on the website and on the Facebook events and in their calendar, they at least thought of the issue, whether or not it's good news or bad news. Just putting all that accessibility information in one place, that it's easy so you don't make more work for people having to decide, do I go to this show? Do I spend the money on tickets? Am I going to even enjoy it? And then if you're a patron, don't go to inaccessible venues and tell them why you're not going, you know, like tell them why you don't want to go.
Thank you. Would you like to do some more music?
I guess so. Yes, of course. Okay, so this song is the newest song that I released. I released it in the end of September. It's called The Long Way Around, and it's about relationships that take work but are worth it in the end.
In time.
time. Try not to burn the careful ties that bind us together. And I'm taking the long way around with you. And I'm taking the long way around. And I'm happy to be in this place with you. And I'm taking the long way around. Thank you.
That was beautiful.
Thank you so much. There's a music video for that. It's not on a CD, but you can find it on YouTube. The Long Way Around.
Is that a new song or an old song?
It's a new song. It's the newest song. It's after the album. So the last album was last fall. And then I released this one just kind of for fun as a single. Yeah, thanks. Yeah, thanks for having me play it. Cool. Oh, it's this one. Ooh.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was so fun.
That's our show for today, folks. Thanks to all the musicians for sharing your music. This show was produced by Pat Lawrence with assistance from the Reeves Theater. Our background music today was provided by Russell Kelly.
And as always, a special thanks to our home, the historic Reeves Theater and Cafe in Elkin, North Carolina, a home for music in the heart of the foothills. You can follow the entire Reeves Theater calendar at reevestheater.com and also on Facebook.